In this bulletin, Victorian businesses say the cautious pause on easing coronavirus restrictions is a shattering blow. The Aboriginal traditional owners of Uluru mark 35 years since the return of land rights for the sacred site. And in sport, rugby league fans prepare for the grand final between the Penrith Panthers and the Melbourne Storm. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Victorian businesses, the state opposition, the federal government and Victoria's former health minister Jenny Markakos have criticised a decision by Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews to put a cautious pause on easing restrictions. Mr Andrews says restrictions could still be wound back by the 1st of November as more time is needed to see the full test results of the outbreak in Melbourne's northern suburbs.
This is not anything other than a cautious pause to wait to get that important information, to get the results of those tests, just to rule out whether there's more virus there than we think. Ultimately, if we can link these cases together, if we can link different outbreaks, then we have confidence that we have contained it and we can move forward.
The owner of Colombian restaurant La Tienda, John Gomez, says the decision is devastating for his business.
We just had enough of, you know, the carrot being dangled in front of us and not being able to reach it. They say that, you know, they've got everything in place, but it's obviously not working in comparison to what the rest of the country's going through. Disappointed, angry, frustrated, and pretty much just had enough of it.
Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average is now 4.6. 7 new coronavirus cases have been recorded, with no further deaths. In New South Wales, churchgoers are welcoming the easing of restrictions that mean up to 300 people are now allowed at places of worship, provided the 4-square-metre rule is observed. The cap on attendees had been 100. St Mary's Cathedral parishioner Richard Stevens says he's been reassured by the COVID-safe measures.
Very well organised. They've got the security guards there and there's people all spaced out and they're very fussy about that. And they clean the pews after everybody's been. They come in with some sort of disinfectant and wipe all the pews down, so I think it's very well done.
Yeah,
no problem at all.
Other changes that have come into effect include up to 30 people are now allowed to gather outdoors and group bookings at hospitality venues have been extended from 10 to 30 people. The state recorded no new locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 for the third day in a row. 7 cases were reported in overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. Traditional owners in the Northern Territory are celebrating 35 years since the land rights for Uluru were officially returned to them. The Anangu traditional owners received land rights for Uluru in 1985, but it wasn't until last year that tourists were banned from climbing the sacred rock. Anangu traditional owner Teresa Nipper says the sacred site holds a special place in her heart.
I was living here long ago. I was watching as a young woman when my father and those other Anangu got the land back.
Chileans in Australia have voted in a referendum on whether to start the 2-year process of writing a new constitution in Chile. Voters are being asked if they want to swap a constitution written during the Pinochet dictatorship 4 decades ago in favour of a new document written by an elected citizen's body. Critics say the document has supported a market-driven economy at the cost of subsidised healthcare, education and pensions. Voting at the Chilean consulate in Sydney, Maria Consuelo Rayo Campos says it's a significant moment.
Chile needed because at the moment we're living a lot of inequality and people is looking for dignity, to live with enough food for their homes, to have good educational system. And even people like us that are living outside, living overseas, we are here today to express our opinion and give our vote. So it's really excited.
And to sport, rugby league fans are preparing for the grand final in Sydney, which will see the Penrith Panthers take on the Melbourne Storm. Penrith will be aiming to win their first title since 2003, while the Storm are making their 4th grand final appearance in 5 years. This Penrith fan says he has a lot of Panther pride.
Been 7-8 years, been too long. Feeling nervous now, so hopefully we get the bickies tonight.
Can you remember the last grand final victory?
Yeah, I think I was about 7.
Melbourne Storm fan Stuart Woods says watching the game from home has not dampened his enthusiasm.
It's the only thing you really have to look forward to at the moment. It's, you know, with the isolation and not being able to see friends and go out It's the one sort of thing that you look forward to every weekend, watching them play.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy 18. Melbourne, much the same 17. Hobart, similar conditions 15. Canberra, a few showers 12. Wollongong, showers and windy 16. Sydney, windy and rainy 17. Newcastle, showers 18. Brisbane, showers easing 29. Cairns, mostly sunny 32. And Darwin, showers, possible afternoon storm 33. This is SBS News.